The Lucas Series director talks tires and loyalty. The Ford 410 Sprint Car engine could be available for sale soon, and the Super Dirt Car Series reveals a big list of full-timers. Let's go. It's Tuesday, March 26th. I'm Justin Fiedler. This is Dirt Tracker Daily, presented by Kubota Genuine Parts. Before we get started, just a couple of housekeeping notes. First, hit that subscribe button and like these videos if you don't do that already. It's a free and easy way to support what I'm doing. And subscribing to the YouTube channel or the podcast doesn't cost you a single dollar. Make sure you don't miss out on any future episodes, any future news, any of the analysis we do. We should break across 30,000 YouTube subscribers at some point today. Also, make sure to check out the Dirt Tracker email newsletter, which is called The Slider. It's also a free subscribe. In the last few days, I've sent two new pieces there, one from Pat Sullivan and the other from Jacob Horde. If you miss them, you can read those pieces and sign up over at dirttracker.com/theslider. And finally, we're getting close to being done with the Sprint Car Build Series with driver Zach Hampton. Episode 9 hit the YouTube channel on Sunday as Zach finished up bits and pieces around the engine, plus started with exterior parts like the Nerf bars and the front wing. There is one more build video remaining. I've also got a shop tour, and there might be another special episode coming, so stay tuned for that. You can catch up anytime and see every nut and bolt that goes into building a 410 Sprint Car over at youtube.com/dirttracker. One other piece of content I want to direct you towards today is from Hunt the Front. They've been doing some regular live streams on their podcast YouTube channel, and yesterday they had Lucas Oil Late Model Dirt Series director Rick Schwally on, and he talked about the situation with Jimmy Owens, plus talked tire testing. Schwally isn't a guy we hear from super often in a public space, but he's a key figure in the dirt late model world, and he had some interesting things to say. He clarified the deal with Owens and not getting the perks of being a full-time Lucas member, and the guys talked about the recent situation around the tire penalties for Bobby Pierce, Devin Moran, and Kyle Bronson on the outlaw side. There are definitely some misconceptions out there about how tire testing is handled really by both late model tours, and Schwally was pretty transparent on his stance on all of it. I'll throw a link to that below in the video description, or just search for the Hunt the Front podcast over on YouTube. Yesterday on the Daily, we talked about a return to sprint car racing for NASCAR Cup Series driver Chase Briscoe. Briskey is rolling out his number 5 sprint car for 35 shows this season with his dad Kevin set to crew chief it. Briscoe will split driving duties with regular midget racer Carter Sarf. As Briscoe is aligned with Ford Racing, both through his past, kind of coming up through stock car racing, and currently with Stuart Haas Racing, his cars will be powered by the Ford Sprint Car engine. The Ford program started with Tony Stewart Racing, and at the time, their two cars, that was Donnie Schatz, obviously, in the 15, and Tony Stewart and Kerry Mattson in the 14. Just like we've seen with the Toyota deal, though, it's taken some time for all of the bugs to get worked out, and supply chain issues through the COVID pandemic certainly slowed that progress. The Ford engines have started to appear outside of TSR, though, including with the McCandless team. Parker Price Miller briefly had one, and Zeb Wise and the Rudin car have switched them exclusively this season. For the most part, though, the Ford 410s haven't really been available to the public yet, but that appears like it might be changing. Just a few days ago, Shaver Racing Engines, which builds the Ford 410s, posted to Facebook that the customer version was nearly ready. According to that post, Ford Motor Company is finalizing the supply process for parts, and a more production version of the engine would be tested at some point this week. Shaver wanted to use the post to gauge demand from parties who had serious interest in buying the engines so as to help Ford decide the scale at which to produce those engine parts. They also shared that the Ford piece would be similar in cost to existing Chevy-based 410s. No timeline was given on exact availability, so we'll have to stay tuned on when things are actually available to the public. As a comparison, the Toyota engines that continue to be used by Roth Motorsports with drivers James McFadden and Buddy Kofoid are still not available for sale. Back in May of 2023, TRD's executive technical director Andy Graves shared to social media that they hoped for the engines to be for sale by the end of 2023, but that never came to fruition. It's clear there are still issues for TRD to resolve, as 2023 was littered with all sorts of engine failures, including that big loss at Husitz during the High Bank Nationals for Buddy Kofoid. And the Roth team popped two more at Volusia during Dirt Car Nationals. I think this is an interesting illustration of just how difficult it can be to have success in projects like these. Two incredibly large entities, well-funded, well-backed, lots of smart people like TRD and Ford Performance have, They are struggling. You've got Shaver obviously helping with the Ford program, Ryder and Speedway helping with Toyota, and it's taken them years to try and sort these pieces out. We saw Zeb Wise have success with the Ford engine late in 2023, but the jury remains out on whether or not Donnie Schatz can return to his past form. There's certainly plenty out there who think he should go back to engines like they were running before. And the reliability of the Toyota engine will be a significant factor in how much success Buddy Kofoid has or doesn't have with the World of Outlaws, and James McFadden has or doesn't have with High Limit. So these engine deals, not as easy as I think some people think they are. One other sprint car news item for you today. The future for the Lane Racing Machine in Ohio has very much been in doubt since Chris Windham departed for the Vermeer 55 with that NOS Energy Drink sponsorship. This is a car I've been asked about several times in recent weeks and months. Windham ran with the team in 2023 out full-time with the All-Stars, but then transitioned to Vermeer to compete full-time with High Limit this season. Just a few days ago, though, OhioDirt.com had a story about Lane hiring Zane DeVault to drive their cars this season. The plan at the moment is to compete for the Fast Series Championship and to run Speed Week. Other races and appearances will be dependent on sponsorship, with the team hoping to expand into the Maverick Series, plus Western PA Speed Week and the Outlaw races in Ohio. This is a positive turn of events because the last time I'd heard, Lane was taking a step back from competition for a while. DeVault opened the Fast season with a 7th place finish at Pittsburgh's Pennsylvania Motor Speedway, back on March 16th. That race was won by Tim Schaefer. The Fast schedule continues on April 6th at Atomic Speedway. Moving on to some Northeast Modified Racing, the Super Dirt Car Series has released their complete list of full-time teams in advance of their opening weekend, the opening championship weekend, that is. The 2024 championship season starts Saturday at New Egypt. The teams did run down south during Dirt Car Nationals, but those are not points-paying events. 19 drivers have signed platinum agreements with the Super Dirt Car Series, and the list is absolutely stacked. It includes Matt Shepard, Matt Williamson, Jimmy Phelps, Anthony Perego, Peter Britton, Tim Sears Jr., Mike Mahaney, Larry White, Jack Lehner, Darren Smith, Adam Pearson, Felix Waugh, C.G. Morey, Marcus Dinkins, Justin Stone, Alex Payne, Matt Caprera, Mike Trautschild, and Daniel Johnson. Those last five I mentioned are actually the rookie contenders as well. It's going to be incredibly difficult to knock Matt Shepard off the top of this mountain, as he's won 3 straight series championships and 7 of the last 8. Matt Williamson is the only other driver to win a Super Dirt Car Series championship since 2014. And barring a big improvement from another driver on this list, Williamson is likely the biggest challenger to the 9S this season. Shepard has run 9 times already in 2024 and already has 6 wins, including most recently in the $50,000 speed showcase at Port Royal that was with the Short Track Super Series. Saturday's Super Dirt Car Series event at New Egypt is $7,500 to win. All right, that's it for the daily show today. Make sure to hit up dirttracker.com/watch tonight to see today's streaming schedule. Hope you guys have a great Tuesday out there. We'll see you right back here tomorrow.